quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays, currently with Josh Nason, and it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Tonight's Dynamite, we got, seven segments announced for the show tonight. We are just a week or so away from Wembley. And so whenever they're going to add to the show, they got to add in the next couple of weeks. So we'll talk about that here tonight. Last night was NXT, and a lot of stuff happened on that show. I thought the show was fine. NXT can be hit or miss. I thought the show was all right. We'll review it with Filthy Tom as we get going here today. We got lineups for the next couple of weeks. We got the NXT lineup for next week, the current all-in lineup. We got matches coming up for Heat Wave, which, of course, is the same day as all-in. And then, of course, Sunday night's main event. We got health updates, Blue Meanie and Jim Ross. We have got the ticket sales update for Dynamite tonight. And also, a look at how WrestleMania 42 actually did. We got post-wrestling has gotten the numbers. So we'll tell you how the show did and how it compares to the year prior. Got updates on Jim Johnston, did an interview talking about all of his old music and why he's no longer doing it. And as noted, the full recap of the NXT show. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Get your Cameo, everybody. They're a lot of fun. And at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help. At the Home Buyers Hotline, we can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy's joining us here today, right?
I sure am. I hope so. You tell me. Am I online? Can you hear me?
I don't know. I couldn't hear you during the break, and you did the old gimmick to just make it even more difficult. Just pick up the mic, bro. I'm trying to get you paid.
Will you shut up?
I'm just trying.
You're killing me.
I'm just trying, brother.
Are you still pretending to be the relentless?
I am the relentless
Pacific
champion.
Northwest. No, you are
sorry.
Not. Knock it off. Hey, remember that time when we were backstage at Defy and John Moxley saw you and he said you look like a little kid on Halloween?
I don't remember
backstage.
That at all.
Yeah. I remember that. You actually talked about it on air. No. That's what you look like now. Again.
What was that?
Playing,
what was I wearing that I look like a
kid
little kid playing on Halloween?
A kid playing dress up as a pro wrestler. That's what you look like. Yeah, go ahead and point at that belt all that you want, buddy.
All I know is all of the relentless social media listed me as champion, and then you complain about it. I mean, if you want to take it up with them, like, go for it.
I have.
Okay.
I have taken it up.
Yeah,
with
well,
them.
Don't take it out on me.
But they're also idiots.
Wow.
What do you want to go with that?
I think they're great people.
I'm sure you do.
Blue Meanie is grateful for the kindness fans have shown during this difficult time he's going through. Early this week, the former ECW and WWE wrestler shared he was in, quote, a huge amount of pain after suffering broken ribs in a fall. Making things worse is the fact that his brother-in-law Bill passed away August 16th after battling Parkinson's disease. They've started a GoFundMe to help cover the funeral expenses. Blue Meanie says it's been a rough and humbling couple days, but the kindness shown has helped my mental. So, again, all the best to him. Broken ribs, which, Jiminy Christmas, that sucks. So I'm sure you're well aware, Tom. So, all the best to the Blue Meanie.
Yes. All the best to the Blue Meanie, who's always been a nice guy every time I've run into him.
He is. He's a great guy.
Jovial, happy. The Blue Meanie, unlike the 5'2" Meanie, who's on the other end.
I'm just trying to cover the news, brother. Just trying to cover the news. Jim Ross on the road to recovery after undergoing brain surgery. He did it right. He tweeted, actually. Full day of rehab and physical therapy. I am one step closer to going home. Appreciate all your well wishes. My goal is to work Wembley Stadium at the end of August. His goal is still to go. He had a hole drilled in his head. A small tube was inserted, draining excess fluid from his brain. which, you know, they, for those of you that don't remember, Jim Ross, it's like every couple months, all of a sudden we hear that Jim Ross, you know, he had a fall, his face is all bruised up, and, you know, people were asking a lot of questions, but the idea is that all of the fluid on the brain was causing balance issues. And so he's hoping that by draining this fluid, he won't be having so many falls, which of course is obviously an important thing. So all the best to Jim Ross. There's a photo up if you want to see where they drilled a hole in his head, but hopefully he's on the mend soon. All right, we got Dynamite tonight. This show is taking place from the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Arena in Baltimore. They are currently at 3,280 tickets out. Yes?
Baltimore sucks. You ever been there?
I'm not sure I've been to Baltimore, actually.
It's one of the worst cities I've ever been to in the United States.
Why is that?
It just sucks. It's downtrodden. There's nothing going on. Trust me. I'm not going to even have anybody in the chat defending Baltimore.
I didn't question your hatred of Baltimore. Sorry you don't like it. But they're there tonight. Last time they were there, they did 3,005 tickets. So I think we can safely say that while this is still significantly fewer tickets than WWE selling for these shows, they are on the upswing. And as we have been covering of late, you know, WWE tickets, I mean, they're still selling a lot of tickets. Don't get me wrong. But they are on the downswing. One promotion is increasing and the other is slowly declining. Now, whether that's going to continue, whether they'll eventually cross, I would be surprised, but you never know. But those are good numbers for tonight's Dynamite. Well, you got Maya World, Chris Statlander, Persephone, and Hikaru Shida for the TBS title. We've got Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, and Nick Jackson versus Mark Davis, Jake Doyle, and El Clone. Will Ospreay and Hanari and Francesca Akira versus Brian Cage, Rocky Romero, and Lance Archer. We've got Renee doing a sit-down interview with Kenny and Will. And we've got Renee doing a sit-down interview with Willow and Mercedes. And it just says here, oh, actually, we have the matches somewhere. But the Continental Cup quarterfinals begin. This is one where Nigel is being forced to wrestle while injured instead of allowing him to wrestle on Saturday when he would have more time to recuperate.
Yeah, but what's it matter? Are they filming Collision in advance?
No, it's live.
Well, I mean, what's it matter?
Nice try. Now, Yeti here, what does it matter? What does it matter? Huh. Interesting.
You don't want to pay the toll?
Hey, speaking of ticket sales, new reports reveal the attendance figures for both nights of Mania 42. It's obtained by Post Wrestling. A Las Vegas Stadium Authority has a combined attendance. This is combined, both nights put together, 97,126. Wow. So the actual attendance for Allegiant Stadium, as stated here by the Las Vegas Stadium Authority, 47,093 for night one and 50,033 for night two. WWE claimed 106,072 across the two nights, which was not true.
I was there in spirit.
Oh, yeah? WrestleMania 41 was apparently 58,000 night one and 60,000 night two. So a decline of about 10,000 exactly from the year prior, because, of course, they ran Las Vegas 2 years in a row. So 10,000 people decided, I ain't going to Vegas twice. Well, almost exactly, by the way.
There's quite a few reasons why. Running it two times in a row, obviously, people are less likely to go the second time. There's also big issues with people traveling from overseas, flights are through the roof expensive right now. And you would have to expect that there would be an overall decline, because there has been an overall decline in the interest when it comes to WWE.
So there you go. Next year, they're in Saudi Arabia.
And New York City. Let's not forget, there's going to be a number of shows going on in New York. I'm sure there'll be AAA.
Are you going to go to New York for some of those shows? Should we do WrestleMania weekend in New York?
God.
Come on. Doesn't that sound like fun?
I'd rather go to Baltimore.
Is that right?
Yeah. On the bottom three on my list, it's like New York, Baltimore, and
New Jersey.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
What's wrong with Shreveport, Louisiana?
Oh, brother.
Wow. Does it need to be a whole segment of the worst places in the world?
I've been to a host of them. You ever been or heard of Djibouti City, Djibouti?
Excuse me?
Correct. Never seen more John Cena shirts in my life.
Sounds like a cool place.
All of the locals at the downtown swap meet, which is their, you know, metropolis of shacks and mud huts, were wearing John Cena shirts. It was quite bizarre. And they called Kyle Kingsbury John Cena. They called me John Cena. I think they called Mask from Tap Out. It wasn't Mask. It was the other guy's name, who I can't say.
Okay, we're going to head to a break. Back in a moment. So we're live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What other cities do you hate? What other anger do you got to get out?
Seattle, mostly.
Is that right?
Not a fan of Seattle.
I'm not Portland. A fan of Seattle either, to be honest.
Not a fan of Portland.
What about Vegas?
Depends. Used to be better.
Is that right?
Yeah, it actually is quite expensive now, which may be another reason why there was a 10% drop in the amount of people that went to WrestleMania.
How many people do you think are going to go to Mania this year in Saudi Arabia? How many people do you think are going to be there?
How many people?
How many people are going to put in whatever building they run?
50,000.
50,000?
Yeah.
Both nights?
Yeah.
Okay. Duly noted.
I think they've got to set some sort of record. What's the record for Saudi Arabia?
I have no idea.
That's what's going to determine it. They're not going to go in there and go like, oh, this is the sixth most attended show we've had in Saudi Arabia. No, this is going to be like the most attended show there's been in the Middle East, or it's going to be some other landmark occurrence.
First, I saw some nice gaming PCs at Costco today. Get one for Granny. She'd love all of the RGB lights. Actually, there was an investigation at Costco today, and these computers are just not going to do. Way too fancy for what Granny needs.
She's getting an Alienware.
I got one right here.
Is that what you have?
That's a studio computer.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
See? Look. Synergy.
I don't know if that's what she needs. I think she needs a Commodore 64 at best.
Oh, my God.
We'll see. How old a computer is or just died at her house? I mean, literally years ago, it was falling apart, and she had some guy coming in to repair it. It's probably older than Dave's computer. I mean, it has to be because it just died.
Was she on CompuServe?
Dude.
Talking to people in the WCW
No,
chat?
She's on was she talking Google.
Wasn't there a time when like Vince McMahon did an AOL chat and just got trolled early on?
He may have. Everything, she just goes, I'm on Google, or I can't get on Google. I think she's talking about, you know, Chrome or Safari or something. Yes.
My mom saw an AOL email.
That is not that unusual, actually.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I know a few people that still have AOL emails. Dave would still have his Juno email, except I don't think it's even... Dude,
I didn't...
You want me to top that, Tom? You know what I've still got? An ix.netcom.com email.
I don't even know what that is.
That's from about 1995. I don't even think there's been a netcom for about 20 years. But I'm still paying like $20 a month to keep the email in case anybody... I should just cancel it. ix.netcom.com. Imagine trying to tell that to somebody when they ask for your email.
My backup is hotmail@hotmail.
So we got Heat Wave coming up. We'll talk NXT here in a moment.
Speaking of.
We got the Fatal 4-Way. It is now a Fatal 4-Way. What an angle, by the way.
Hello!
Tony D, Grayson Waller, Cruz Montana, and Zilla Fatu.
Hello!
We got the NXT Tag Team titles, Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights against Ricky Smokes and Brad Baylor. Miles also defends the NXT North American title against Jackson Drake. Kendall Gray versus Kalani Jordan for the NXT Women's title. And Zarya and Ren Sinclair will have a unification match for the Women's Speed and the Women's North American titles.
Although, it may be a three-way by the time we get there.
Is that right?
Did you not watch NXT?
I did watch NXT, but like I don't
you
need
forgot.
Another. I don't need another three-way match. Dude, the angle to set up the four-way match where Robert Stone just walks into the ring at the end. Actually, that's a good point. Dave's Juno email actually wasn't even Dave's. It was his father's. It was his dad's. Who, by the way, helped create Fortran? So any of you remember Fortran? Yeah. Dave's dad was one of the co-creators of Fortran. And he had a Juno account.
Isn't that the
Dave took over and used until Juno basically told him, no way, brother, you're done.
The forum that doxes everybody?
No. Fortran. Not 4chan. Thank you.
Oh.
Now, Robert Stone just came out at the end of the show.
Oh, congratulations.
And he just gets in the ring and he goes, Zilla Fatu has it in his contract, his first match is for the title. I was like, what? Okay. So now he's in the match.
We got Keanu Carver in the back making this guy coffee.
Yeah.
He can't get a title shot. He's on a winning streak now, actually, too.
Have you ever really thought about how bad the booking is in NXT?
I mean, we could talk about it when we get to the review later, unless you want to... I mean, generally, it wasn't that bad this week.
No.
There was one thing that...
It succeeds in spite of itself sometimes.
There was one thing that was killing me, though.
Which one?
Naraku.
Oh.
Well, Brian, are you okay? Are you...
I'm
great. Have you been hanging out with Shiloh Hill? I thought you were loading up the mist.
Man, I was. Did we even see him at all?
Naraku?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We did see it. So what happened is...
I just saw Shiloh look over, and then he came up, and we were like, oh, Naraku misted him.
No, he did? Popped out. Yeah, he popped out, which is even more ridiculous, okay? Because there was a Shiloh Hill against Jackson Drake, number one contenders match. And if Jackson Drake wins, he gets a shot at Miles Bourne, at Heatwave, and the Vanity Project, Baylor and Smokes, get a shot at Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne, also at Heatwave. So Miles Bourne is set to do double duty. However, earlier on in the show, Miles Bourne spoke to Stone, and he got it added to the match that if Shiloh Hill won, he had a little bit of incentive because he would then get a shot at Miles Bourne at Heatwave, and Miles Bourne would not have to defend the tag titles. So the match is happening, and Shiloh Hill makes his comeback, and he goes up to the top ropes, and Jackson Drake cuts him off. Shiloh Hill headbutts him. I've never seen this before in my life, which doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, but it was absolutely preposterous. Jackson Drake falls off the ropes, tumbles backwards, and rolls into the referee. And they do like a backwards roll. They're all tied up, and the referee is distracted. And during this time,
there's got to be a better way to bump a ref.
Naraku pops out from underneath the ring, miss Shiloh Hill. Shiloh Hill gets hit with a 450 and pinned. Okay, now booking wise, sure, Shiloh Hill has been talking about doing research on Naraku. If you remember the past few weeks while he's been out, he's been doing research and he realized that there's different kinds of mists and that they affect people different
ways.
That's
actually true.
And that he was going to do some, he was going to find out on his own what these different types of mists did. So,
well, man,
he wasn't lying. He found out on his own. However, we are led to believe, and I know you would love this, Brian, that Naraku hid underneath the ring, hoping for the very moment that the referee would be knocked down.
Yes.
And distracted and give him enough time to come out from under the ring to mist Shiloh Hill, causing him to lose the match.
Correct.
Okay, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, when people are feuding. What? He hid under the ring. What?
He hid under the ring for one hour and 20 minutes, hoping
he waited for the
moment.
Ref to get bumped. What?
Yes.
Naraku popped out underneath the ring. What? He missed him. What?
Yes.
How did he know that Shiloh Hill was open for the mist? He's underneath the ring. Did he have somebody giving him a signal? He's hiding. He can't see that. If he's watching on a feed, well, there's a delay. So in his mind, did he like envision, okay, wait, Shiloh Hill's going to throw this headbutt and knock him down and I'm going to pop out,
Tom,
and miss him. What?
The problem is you cannot conceive of this evil. when you are as evil,
that's your answer,
as Naraku, you can come up with quite a plan, brother. Quite a plan. This guy here goes, why is it bad booking that Zilla gets a title shot in his contract? It's a plot convenience, but it's not bad booking. No, it is, because, bro, we're just talking about evil.
Who cares? Why does Zilla Fatu deserve any sort of title shot?
Exactly.
Or any sort of contract whatsoever? All he did was show up and ruin a match. He hasn't won anything.
No. You realize that they got evil.
The only time this has ever worked before was freaking Rochester Roadblock.
Guys, you know the people that they have signed to an NXT contract in storyline in real life who never had it added to their contract and their first match is a championship match? We're talking people that have been IWGP heavyweight champions. We've had people that have been TNA. Dude.
Cruz Montana.
Cruz Montana had to fight his way into a championship match. That guy's a former TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, hold on.
But Zilla Fatu shows up and they're like, what? Your first match will be for the NXT Championship within your contract.
What did Grayson Waller do? What did Cruz Montana do? At least Cruz Montana was about to win the match. I'll give him that. Grayson Waller was about to lose the number one contenders match until Zilla Fatu, hello, interfered. So...
He's
why is he being
free agent,
rewarded?
Says Spit Take. Is that right? He's a hotter free agent than Mike Santana and Evil.
Hey,
and
you know what? You know what? Another
50
thing
other guys.
You know what? Another thing I can't comprehend? That's being a nympho, baby.
Oh, I can't. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Internet sure don't like Djibouti.
Do you want me to tell you what the internet has said about Djibouti?
I mean, you can't. I didn't realize it was this bad.
Well, I mean, I was wondering, like, do I just have a skewed idea of Djibouti? But on the internet, on Reddit, you know, what is Djibouti like? For those living there, how would you describe it? The first comment. As a local, let me give you a brief explanation about the country. For the weather, it's one of the worst, if not the worst, in the world. It's extremely hot. You won't be able to do any activities. There's a lot of dust and dirt. The transportation and infrastructure are the worst.
Wow.
The next quote. It depends on the person, but for me personally, I can resume it in one word. Hell.
Jeez.
It's freaking hell. The temperatures, the infrastructures, opportunities, cost of life, everything that's basic human need doesn't exist. Wow.
Maybe I'm too hard on NXT.
Hey, do they have wrestling, I wonder, in Djibouti?
In Djibouti?
I know where they do have it, and that is in Vietnam.
That's true.
And this upcoming weekend, Vietnam Pro Wrestling, the 25-man Rumble will take place, and the winner will get a shot, I believe, at the championship. We should try to get – we should reach out and see if we can get the winner, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody from Vietnam Pro Wrestling. Maybe whoever wins that 25-man Rumble could come on and give us the lowdown.
Let's do it.
From Vietnam. And if there's anybody in Djibouti that wrestles at all with clothes.
Yeah, if anybody is listening to this show from Djibouti, drop us a line. 425-780-7566. All right, let's do NXT. We got a lot to
talk
about.
Hello! Zilla Fatu's arrival in NXT was hyped as having over 21 million...
I like this guy. He was super over. But, like,
I told you,
the storyline makes no sense that he was just gifted a championship match in his contract. That's all I'm saying, nerds. Go ahead.
He had over 21 million social media views on his debut.
It's like me and that belt in the fridge. Golly.
Yeah, but 20 million of them aren't him. They replayed Zilla attacking Cruz Montana and Grayson Waller during the number one contenders match last week. Then Cruz Montana came out. He went against Johnny Russo's orders. He asked a few questions during his promo, such as, where was Zilla Fatu? What was next for the title? Who was the number one contender? Well, one thing he was sure about is that he's a loud and proud Boricua from the Bronx. He got word that Zilla was not there. And then of all people, he was cut off by Rey Fénix, who they alluded to them having a past. They made the comment, we have been through hell and back together, as if that was a dig at AEW. And then Fénix said, hey, I'm just here to find out who's going to be my number one contender for the AAA Cruiserweight title. Montana told Zilla that he's going to find him in the most dangerous place in NXT, the parking lot.
Mm. And then Which he never did, by the way.
No, he found him later in the arena. The AAA Cruiserweight title, number one contenders, four-way match took place. EK Prosper, Tristan Angels, La Parca, and Romeo Moreno. Seems like Tristan Angels and Shiloh Hill are already finished. That was a pretty short feud for Mr. NXT.
Well, he got his teeth back, so.
They pretended like this La Parca is the same one that Booker T.
No, hold on a second. They did not pretend that. The announcers didn't know any better. Like, Booker is going on and on about how this guy...
Listen, and then, Vic called him out subtly on it. When Booker T was doing it, he goes, oh, really? That's the same guy? They were not confused. It's a gimmick. You should know better. Of all people,
Have you watched this show, dude? You want me to give Vic the benefit of the doubt? Booker? I love Booker T. I think he's an awesome commentator. He does not watch the show when he's not on it. He doesn't even watch this show when he's not on it. Anyway.
Booker T, I think Booker T's doing more more research than you think.
Is that right?
Later. I'll get to that later on, yeah.
Okay.
So everyone got a chance to prove their worth with a dive to the floor to open the match. Laparca hit a Spanish fly on Romeo. EK crushed them both with a frog splash. And EK Prosper hit his moonsault on Romeo, pinned him, and he is the new number one contender to the AAA Cruiserweight Championship.
I'm going to laugh if the replacement for Javon wins a title before Javon does. It's going to be amazing.
The Vanity Project badgered the Ren QCC backstage before Fallon called them tools. And then Micah told the Vanity Project they need to lock in tonight after they got cooked by Ren and Fallon on the mic. Natty took on Thea Hale, the perennial underdog. Natty beat her clean with the sharpshooter.
Yeah, she did.
Kind of made Thea look weak, I thought.
Are you kidding? I mean, here's the deal. Maybe we missed something during the commercial break, but Thea took 98% of this match before she got submitted. I don't think there was any heat that we saw even for 1 second in this match. It was just Thea beating her and 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 beating her, and then she got caught in a sharpshooter. So, all that to set up another Natty Jada match. Which I'm fine with, because it'll be good.
Yeah, they beat up Thea actually more after the match and forced Jada to watch Natty put her in that sharpshooter again. The sharpshooter, very devastating hold, also known as the Scorpion Deathlock. Sasori Gatame, I believe.
Sure.
A lot of people have tapped out to that, including Rook Kelly when I won the Relentless
Pro
Pacific Northwest Championship last weekend. Lexus King defended his crown atop the speed division with the help of Birthright against Lucian Price. Birthright interfered multiple times. King hit the coronation, got the win. Whatever. I mean, this was a showcase for Lucian Price, even though he lost. Birthright beat him down after the match. And then, Brian, I know this made you happy.
It did. Bronco
Nima made the save. He and Price beat up the Birthright, sent to Packin, but then they bumped into each other, teased a little bit of dissension. But instead, they embraced, and they are back together.
Thank God.
Even though they never broke up.
Don't break these guys up.
Bronco Nima has been kicked out of Perros del Mal, by the way.
He has?
Yes.
Glad they followed that up on this show.
Yes. So.
Wow.
Well, they followed up by just putting them back together. No, it happened on AAA. I just told you. Nice joke, though.
Thank you.
Grayson Waller was angry, much like you always are. He cut a promo on Zilla Fatu. Hello! Said he was glad to see
him. Is that going to be the most annoying gimmick in the history of this show, or what? And that's saying
of
something
NXT,
coming from
yeah.
you.
What do you want me to do?
God.
He's on the show. I didn't sign him. Grayson Waller said he was glad to see Zilla free with an ankle bracelet
on. If you did sign him, would you give
him
a title shot in his first match?
If it's against you, sure.
Thank you, Tony, for acknowledging that I'm the champion. I appreciate that.
Tony D came to the ring. Well, no, you don't need to be the champion to even be inserted in a match to win the belt. You should know that as well. I mean, you just win the title any way that you want. Tag match. You don't even have to be legal, Brian.
Whatever.
All you have to do is abscond with the belt.
You realize that when we were preparing for this match, you were like, if I put him in a half crab, I want you to put him in something. You told me to do what we did, and I did it, and now you're like,
Yeah, and you know what the referee should have done? Kicked you out of the ring within 5 seconds and given me the win. Anyways, Grayson Waller, Tony D came out. A wild Cruz Montana appeared in the crowd. Stone came to the back, said Zilla's not even under contract. So at Heat Wave, it's only fair. It'll be a triple threat match. How is that fair to Tony D?
Dude,
it's not,
this
by
is,
the way.
These are all Ava decisions that have now been given to poor Mr. Stone.
Poor Stone. With Tatum gone, Shiloh Hill, he's buddies with Lizzie Rain now. Miles Bourne came in, told me to get that title shot. Keanu Carver made Stone some coffee, forced him to... This is a real segment.
He did. He's like, Keanu Carver... I don't want the coffee. Drink it! All right, all right. He drank it. I thought Mr. Stone was going to turn up dead.
What is this Keanu Carver character?
I am just lost. He's angry, and then he's over nice, and
I think he's a baby face now. Because there's no way I'm cheering for Cam Hendricks over him.
No.
Cam Hendricks came in. Carver got unnecessarily mad by Cam Hendricks just coming in. He flipped his lid and he left.
Well, because Cam Hendricks has already gotten a championship match, and Keanu's never gotten one. Even though in storyline he keeps losing to EK Prosper.
No.
Which, by the way, Booker didn't even know he had all those losses to EK Prosper. For those of you thinking that,
He's going, what's it going to take for this man to get a title shot?
It's yeah.
Like, maybe win a
maybe
match.
Maybe not lose every match you're in.
Kendall Gray, Ren Sinclair took on Kalani Jordan, Callie Armstrong. The Ren QCC wiped out the opposition with dives before commercial. We came back. Callie and Jordan were beating them up. Kendall Gray was selling her damaged ear during the match. She would have balance issues. And the referee at one point got distracted and missed a cover by the heels. And Booker T called the ref the Herb Dean of NXT.
Wow.
So Herb Dean is now, he has crossed over sports and he is in canon the worst that you can be at refereeing.
But he's not.
Well, I mean,
he could have called him the Steve Mazzagatti. Instead, he chose
Steve
poor
Mazzagatti
Herb Dean.
Was pretty bad.
Yeah, he was horrible.
There have been much, much worse than either of them. Mario Yamasaki, he was not the worst, but he was not the best. Oh, man. Anyways, the Herb Dean of NXT. Callie Armstrong hit her flying shoulder tackle after Ren got distracted because Kendall got beat up on the floor. And later on, Callie Armstrong appealed to Stone, and Stone made a match. Callie Armstrong against Zarya next week. If Callie Armstrong wins, she will be added to Zarya versus Ren's title unification match at Heatwave, and it'll be a three-way. So explain that one to me. It's a title unification, but Callie Armstrong has got nothing to put up in it.
Yes.
Deion Lennox is
correct.
Right? She just gets to win both titles.
Sure.
Deion Lennox and Saquon Sugars had a split-screen promo.
Okay, this was the best thing on the show because there was a line in here. It's just goofy, but there's all of a sudden a line where the bookworm goes, "I am the leader of Dark State," and there's a pause, and Saquon goes, "Who cares?" And at that point, I was like, I'm sold on this.
Oh, really?
You're having a cage match with what?
I'm not sold. Vic promised last week this feud was done. In that non-stipulation grudge match.
I tried to tell you about
Vic.
All. No one listens to me. He's a nice guy, but as far as like his job, Jackson beat Shiloh.
Yeah, we already talked about that. And then we had Zilla signing his NXT contract. And he kind of reminded me of like a cross between the early days of the Rock character.
Sure.
And Roman Reigns, when he was supposed to be like a blue chip prospect in NXT, and he would just come out and say nothing of substance whatsoever and stand around. And this is where he said he's going to prove that he's not just a nympho baby.
That's what he said. He was going to let his talent speak for itself.
Well, he should let his talent speak for himself instead of his mind. We'll be back in the next segment.
Wrestling Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I do think this spit take guy in the chat and his buddies were all in the crowd for NXT because when Zilla came out and handed over his contract and Mr. Stone said, in the contract it is stipulated your very first NXT match will be for the championship, the fans actually chanted, you deserve it!
They sure did.
What? Like, hey, listen, I think the guy's done great the last 2 weeks. I had nothing against Zilla Fatu, but this storyline is ridiculous.
You deserve it. I mean, there's something to be said for doing the work on your way in, and he has done the work when it comes to social media.
Sure.
He does a great job of promoting himself. As I said, when I have been in the arena and actually calling his matches, the people are going rabid.
Oh, they love this guy. Man. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what's not to like? Every time he sees somebody, he greets them. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Why do you have to make me root against the guy?
Hey, this upcoming weekend,
every show. Yes,
I won't be on the rest of the week. But this upcoming weekend, the Stardom 5-Star Grand Prix Finals. You can watch the semifinals this weekend, and then the finals.
Are you going to MLW?
Huh?
This weekend?
What? That's in a couple weeks. Oh. A couple weeks in Charleston, South Carolina. But the Stardom 5-Star Grand Prix Finals and Semifinals this weekend. You can watch the matches to go into that. They're up on YouTube at Stardom Global, I believe is their English language channel. And it's a fun 3-hour watch. If you want to just watch those decision matches, it'll take you about an hour. Walker Stewart does an awesome job on the call as always. And that's it, Brian. That's all I got.
Excellent fizzle out there at the end, Tom.
Well,
it's a really good promo up to that.
Usually waiting for you to take it home.
Hey, I'll take it home, brother. We got a lot coming up, everybody. Lance will join us for the next couple of days. And then apparently there are a couple of days that you and Lance are not around next week. And so I will have a very special co-host. A man's man! A real partner! Royce Isaacs is going to join us on the show those 2 days. I'm also going to be back later on today with After Dark Radio, brand new show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that's it, everybody. That's how you wrap it up, Tom. That's how a champion does it. Wrestling Observer Live.